Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Chief Nursing Officer at Pella Regional Health Center, Deb Williard, joins us on today's program to talk about National Nursing Week.
Give us a little bit of an overview about the nursing profession itself and the role it plays not only in healthcare, but here at Pella Regional.
Nursing, I'm really excited to talk about nursing. I am very, very proud to be a nurse, and as well as I know all my colleagues are. Really, I guess I want to point out that in all of the polls of every occupation, nursing comes out on top as far as the most trusted profession. And we take that very seriously. We're very proud of that. We want our patients to know that we have their best interest at heart. And so, yeah, I'd love to tell you more about what we do here at Pella Regional as well as throughout the country. Healthcare is very stressed right now. We're trying to do more with less money and more cost savings. And with that is a lot of stress. And so there's a lot of challenges. We are very proud of the quality that we deliver here at Pella Regional, as well as I know all my colleagues across the country. That's what we strive for. You don't get that most trusted profession by not looking at everything. And cost, quality, and the outcomes of our patients are always our top priorities. And I also wanted to make a shout out to our physicians. Our physicians are right alongside of us. The teamwork that we have here is extraordinary. They totally support us as we do them. And so I think as far as nursing, it's right now my top priority is making an environment for our nurses that is positive. We have problems throughout the country. It is kind of sneaking into our community here, too, with the violence that some patients do participate in with our caregivers. Nobody's having their best day when they're sick and they're hurting, but our nurses sometimes are, and we're seeing about 110% throughout the country increase in violence against caregivers, doctors, the nurses' aides, the nurses. And so we are working here to improve that environment, making sure that our nurses are trained to sense that escalation in a patient and then provide some interventions and get out of the situation, call law enforcement. Our law enforcement is wonderful here to respond when we call them. But there's lots of things playing in healthcare today that our nurses are going to be rising up and leading the charge to get us through this.
Talk about, you know, not only the makeup of the staff, but the qualifications of the staff and what makes Pella Regional stand out, especially among rural hospitals.
We have at Pella Regional around 220 nurses. That's approximate because there are some positions that a nurse is filling that aren't the actual caregiver, bedside caregivers, or in the clinic. That's counting the clinic too. We have just about half of our nurses are BSN, bachelor's prepared. There's an associate degree program in this area that also provides us nurses. We all pass a state board. We have master's prepared and doctorally prepared nurses that are in varying roles here. And we very much support our nurses going back to school. We do pay a little bit more for bachelor's prepared nurses here, which is a very progressive thing in nursing across healthcare systems. Not all do that. So I'm very proud of that. We also offer different wages for the different positions that they hold and as far as the different qualifications that they get, accreditations.
And as we think about Nurses Week, especially from the community, those who come to the hospital for needs or the clinic for health needs, you know, what are the ways that we can help appreciate nurses better when we're here, that we're not making it harder on nurses because, as you mentioned, it's become such a stressed and strained profession?
Well, I think just taking and participating in your care, making sure that you know and are prepared to ask questions about your medications. Listen and read the information that's given to you both verbally and in writing. Come prepared with your medications in a bag to the hospital. That helps the nurse know if what they are giving, he or she is giving to you, is the correct correct or if there's any interventions or interactions with that medication that we need to be aware of. So it's very important that our patients, especially with the time elements now, we're trying to do more and more and more in a cost-effective way so that we don't have to charge our patients astronomical amounts of money for their health care. We have to curtail that, and that means the patient taking on that effort of making sure they know what they should do, what diets that they should do, so that they come with questions that our nurses are very well qualified to answer.
Once again, that was Deb Williard with Pella Regional Health Center discussing Nurses Week. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.